We as humans are finite beings. There are many things in our universe that are beyond our ability to comprehend. However, our Creator is infinite, and He is the creator of the incomprehensible and the immeasurable. That is what we're going to be thinking about in this episode of Meditations in Music. Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Aaron Turner. In our last episode, we begin to walk through Isaiah 40. We saw that this passage was a message to those who'd been carried away into captivity and who were foreigners in a hostile land. The keynote of the message is found in verse 9. O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid unto the cities of Judah. Behold your God. Behold your God. As Christians, we too are foreigners in a hostile land. We are living in enemy territory, and as the old song says, this world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. What we need to do more than anything else is to behold our God, to keep our minds and our attention on Him. In our last episode, we saw that we should behold Him as the ruling shepherd. In verses 10 and 11, we saw that He is the one who rules and that He is the one who rewards, and He is our wonderful, loving, gentle shepherd. In this episode, we want to behold Him as the creator of the immeasurable. In verse 12, notice what verse 12 says. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? What a question. I guess I should say, what a list of questions. He's asking this. Who has scooped up all the oceans, lakes, rivers, springs, in the hollow of His hand, and measured how much water is on earth? He's asking, who has marked off the heavens with a distance from His thumb to His little finger when His hand is wide open? That's what a span is. Who has scooped up the dirt of the dust of the earth in a measuring cup and found out how much there is? Who's put the mountains on a scale and weighed them? Now, all of these things are beyond the ability of mere man to measure. Humanly speaking, these things are immeasurable. It seems to me that the answer to all these questions is no one has done that. But God is the only one who could, but He doesn't need to, because He knows the answers to all those questions without measuring. So what is the point of these questions in verse 12? The point of these questions is to help us realize that as the creator of the immeasurable, He is transcendent in wisdom, power, and greatness. He simply spoke, and all these humanly immeasurable things came into existence. As the creator of the immeasurable, the biggest problems in our lives are nothing to Him. The huge problems that our country and our world are facing are no problems to Him. He has no problems. This is the God who promised to deliver His people from captivity. And this is the God who has promised to hear our prayers, protect us, and provide for us. If the Lord can create all these immeasurable things, He can fulfill all of His promises and take care of those who put their trust in Him. Are you trusting the One who is the Creator of the immeasurable? Are you resting in His power and wisdom? Are you trusting Him with your biggest problems? Thank you for listening today. And as always, if you'd like more information about meditations and music, please visit our website at meditationsandmusic.com. May you live this day depending on the God who is the Creator of the immeasurable. And I hope you'll join us next time as we behold our God as the One who needs no counsel.